Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Turatec. Here in 290 Rider, we advocate for quality. That's why we ride with Turatec. Because when you ride your bike, it's always an adventure.
Visit them on www.facebook.com/Turatec.Philippines to get your hands on iconic Turatec parts today.
All right, we are live.
And, good evening.
Good evening. We've got two Niner Riders of the Week. We've got the butt-kicking Gabby de la Merced and the teddy bear, Mark Sung.
the teddy bear.
Except, we'll find out later, when you're riding with him.
Yun yung mga descriptions na nabubuo sa trail eh. Pero, bago tayo magsimula pala guys, I have to shout out pala yung mga sponsors natin. So, una, meron tayong sponsor, Podmetrics. So, Podmetrics, if you're a podcaster or someone who wants to advertise on a podcast, go to podmetrics.co. So, we have a lot of features for both content creators and advertisers. So go check out podmetrics.co for more. So Podmetrics is the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Tapos iba, good news, next 10 pala yung promo natin.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Oo, yung Mr. Speedy. So meron tayong promo code, yung Speedy na Rider.
Just book one delivery with Speedy na Rider. With Mr. Speedy.
Yeah, Mr. Speedy.
Use the promo code. Speedy na Rider.
Speedy
na
Rider.
That
you get... We get 50 off.
This is our 40-something episode, and we haven't made any money. So every little bit helps.
Yung Craver's Canteen pala, salamat. Nagpadala siya ng taco ngayong gabi.
Uy.
Gabby masarap yung food. Si Gabby kasi sobrang super taco. Si Gabby super taco, si Gabby. Malakas kumain.
Thank you,
si Mark
Craver.
Nga, sabi. Nasira yung diet niya eh. Pero sa sobrang sarap ng pagkain, kailangan niya kainin eh.
So, where is Buck? Sa totoo nag-away kami. And hindi na naman namin kaya yung kagaguhan niya and all of the horrible things he's done. It's sad to say Buck is no longer part of 290 Rider. Yun ang pinaka April Fools namin. Joke lang. si Buck nahuli, violating quarantine, umihi sa pader. And nasa, uy, nagalit si Gabby.
Wala pala si Buck.
No, and nahuli violating quarantine kasi umihi siya sa pader. Now, we'll, hopefully we'll see Buck next week. And thanks, Dino. Thanks, Nong, for asking.
Wag mong bagitin yan si Leo Dino, masamang tao yan.
Yun, anong sabi ni Leo?
Pa-importante.
Pa-importante.
Alam mo, si Buck yung palaging medyo nawawala sa show natin, Jolly. Ah.
Like, nga, eh.
If it's not,
Jenna's asking if you could talk cars now. I think that would defeat the purpose, but...
Ah, tunay, you know what? Tunay na driver.
Tunay na driver.
We've got Mark here, and we've got Gabby. Why not talk cars? Her. Yeah, we didn't lose her. Why not talk a little bit of cars?
Oo nga naman. Kasi, di ba, bago naging rider si Mark, balita ako, Mark, napakalupit mo raw na ano eh. Napakalupit mo raw na driver muna.
Wow, dude. I wish. Yeah. I only started learning how to drive really hardcore driving maybe 4 years ago when I joined the VS Cup. That's the only time I really could say that I knew how to drive. And well, Gabby, we actually teamed up recently. Me and Gabby drove for an 8-hour endurance, and we're gearing up to run the whole year in an MX-5 sponsored by Mazda Philippines. Wow. We're trying to do the endurance for the year. So there's a 4-hour coming up, but I don't know how this situation is going to affect the race because it's like next week. And then mid-year, there's a 12-hour endurance. And then November, we're going to do another 12-hour endurance race with Gabby.
Well, we've got Aris Ilagad.
Hey, Aris, what's up, bro?
And we've got Jenna. So I guess let's talk about cars a little bit later on. Hey, Gabby. You know, dude, when we rode with you earlier in the year, off-road in the mountains, jungle base.
Yeah.
Buck was like, we did not see you use the brakes at all in your car. So we will talk about cars. There has been a little, some requests from the audience.
I'm still here. Don't worry, yes. I'm moving. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't see your brake light once, Mark. Like once. And, you know, see, Buck was all, I was like, Buck, why are you pulling the handbrake? And he goes, pare, hindi ako makakasunod kay Mark.
I was driving slowly na. I was trying to pace already. I've been driving that road for the last 15 years, so I kind of I go there often, so I know the roads quite well.
No, I wanted to talk about Mark being Superman off road.
Oh yeah, we will get into that. All right, so
now yes. So again, just really wanted me to talk about Mark being a hero.
All right, so I'm gonna ask both of you the same question, and let's start off with Gabby since it seems like she's here. She's communicating. her internet is getting a little bit better, I think. Gabby, how'd you get into writing?
Writing. Oh wow. I've been wanting to write ever since, and I remember. I started hosting early. This was 2000, I think 2000 was my first hosting gig. And the money I got from that season, I pretty much bought my first bike, which was a Kawasaki ZXR.
Grabe naman yung first bike na yun.
That's how it started.
That's not a recommended first bike.
Really? 250 lang? Shit.
Yeah, 250 but, ZXR.
Yeah, 250. Yeah. Drove it to, at that time, I was doing like, I was helping out with family business. Went to the it was a billiard hall. Went there with the bike. And they were all like, ay, ano bit-bit niya? And I was a bit of a rebel then. So in my head, it was like, okay, you can't say anything. I bought it with my own money. So okay lang. Yeah. Don't do it. Paalam muna kayo.
So what got you into riding? Like, what made you want to get a motorcycle?
Yeah, so that was that.
What made you want to get a motorcycle?
Well, I was already driving during that time. Just watching people, especially MotoGP, watching how fluid it was, and that need for speed, in a sense. You know, constantly two-wheel, if you think about it, is something that you feel more in touch with the elements outside, because you have to be more aware. And it was something I was curious about and fascinated about. And yeah, eventually I did it back then.
You've always had this need for speed, no? It seems like. Like, is it in the genes? Is it?
Well, growing up, I had no idea. I grew up with cars, though, because my dad had a secondhand car shop. And I just played around over there. So he would give me like 20 pesos for every car I clean just to get off his hair. So I grew up around cars. I grew up around car shows. Never with racing. When I started my first race, was the first time I got surrounded with like race car drivers, saw a track and everything. Then I found out that my dad used to race before he married my mom. And I think my uncle was the one who was quite serious about it. Then I had a cousin who was racing also. So that all came out of the woodwork after the fact. I guess innately some recessive, you know, thing hit in my DNA that I just wanted to try it out. And yeah, it stuck.
Oh, see, Doc Raleigh Chongson, one of our buddies and doctors who ride, says, "Maayong gabi sa tanan, Gab. Regards from Dico."
Wow, Dico's all the way from New Zealand. He's at New Zealand now.
Wow. All right. Mark, how about you, man? What got you into riding?
I learned off-roading because of our business. We were selling off-road vehicles. I learned how to off-road. And then we closed that chapter of my life. And then I said, what do I have left? So Ferrari. So what's Ferrari about? Racing. So I got into racing. So the last 3 years I've been racing. And then we sold our company. And it's like, what do I do now? If I'm not going to race, what do I do now? Like, what have I not done? But I have a total fear of motorcycles. But I just said, since I love off-roading, what's the next best thing? I learned how to off-road on two wheels. So last year, I bought a secondhand CRF. I bought a secondhand CRF, brought it to Coach Malakino.
And Mel's in the house. Hey, Coach.
Yes. Hey, Coach. Hi, Coach, on cue.
Hi, Coach.
And the first thing Coach said was, I did the learn to ride. This is the brake. This is the clutch. I said, oh, wow, clutch pala yun. I bought the CRF. I didn't know the left was a clutch. And it took me a month to realize that my clutch lever was broken. I thought this was an aftermarket option. I thought it was really meant to be a two-finger thing. So there, and I just... Since I love off-roading so much, I wanted to explore off-road on two wheels. And I told myself, I'll never ride on cement.
And yet... Wait, was this before you got your scooter or after you got your scooter?
Before I got my scooter. I was like, oh, maybe I'll try a scooter. But no, I'm not buying a bike. No, I'm not buying a bike. And then... You can take naman bigger bikes off-road also. So medyo adventurous. I got a secondhand GS 800, learned on that. I trucked it with Coach Toto. I trucked it to Clark, and I learned how to truck it because I didn't know how to ride it. I trucked it to Clark, and I learned there. I learned with Coach Mel, and then the week after, I went to Honda Riding School. And then a few weeks after that, I ended up getting a bike. And yeah.
So,
and I learned the GSA 500.
Sabi ni Coach Mel,
hi, si Coach Caloy.
Caloy is watching.
Hi, Coach. Yeah, the Coach Caloy.
Hi, Coach Caloy, the best coaches.
Okay, so you started riding. Gabby, did you just buy a bike and then learn on the fly? Or did you go to like a hunt? You did. You just like, you know what? I'll buy a bike.
Yeah. My friends taught me. I was one of those. I'll buy a bike. I promise this might gonna be my first and last bike. Obviously, it never happened. My friends taught me how to ride. To be honest, I was a bit reckless in the beginning. Good thing I ended up with a group that was very safe. And yeah. Then I only learned like proper school recently because of Mark. So we went to Coach Mel. Yeah, so I learned how to off-road over there. And then recently I was able to go with Joey. I tried the track for the first time. Yeah.
And yeah, oh, wow. She dragged them. First day, she was me dragging them.
Galing, galing.
Day one, me dragging.
All right, so
sa ano, intentional yung ano, intentional yung ni yung knee dragging, ah.
Yeah.
Intentional. Intentional.
Ano lang yon, or Photoshop. Tinilt ko lang yon nang.
So you've been riding for quite a while, and only now have you kind of like started learning, and that's a cool lesson, because no pun intended, because you know what, if you're a rider, yung tunay na rider, you're always improving your skills, right? You're always looking for people who can help you become better riders. You're always researching. On the flip side, Mark, you went in and you basically enrolled in motorcycle university, right? How did you do that?
Well, I didn't know anything at all. I literally had to, I spent like one day just trying to learn how to get the motorcycle straight. And that's what I loved about Coach Menachino's school. Number one, the patience they have. And I wanted to give up after the first day because I just couldn't get the bike go straight. I just couldn't do it. And
what?
Yeah, it was just so hard. I was just like, I'll never be able to learn how to ride. But me, naman, I'm a firm believer in coaching. I also, like in racing, I have a race coach, Alan Uy. The learning, because I'm 40 years old. I learned how to ride a motorcycle at 40 years old. So my learning curve has to be a bit faster. So I try to work with the best coaches. Coach Mel, Daryl, and the Malakina School, and then Coach Toto for the adventure bikes, and Coach Caloy for the more advanced on trail. We go to the trail and we turn the trail into a lesson. And Gab has also been to Coach Caloy's house and we did a trail. So, yeah.
So,
and I still have some fear. I still have some fear on road. I actually still get hurt. What?
Ako a lot pa. I still have a lot of fear.
I have a lot of fear, and we'll get into that later. riding with Mark. Oh, I think Gabby understands where I'm coming from.
I've actually never ridden with Mark.
Yes.
I have yet. You know, it's either we've talked about it a lot of times, but we've never really been able to ride with each other. When I said a while ago, like I started 2000, but I sold my motorcycle to try out for a scholarship, and I haven't written since. And I only started writing again when I went to Melaquinos school, which was like, what, last month, a month and a half ago? Yeah.
Okay, we've got a phone-in question, but before we get to the phone-in question, our good buddy and moto icon, Jay Tarok. Hello, ex-neighbor and fellow art toy enthusiast. So you're into like the vinyl, the limited yes. edition stuff? I think he's talking about Gabby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I used to, like, I used to walk to his house. Jay has one of the best collections, hands down.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Hipster yan eh. Bago na din uso na kay Jay na.
alam mo minsan ando kami sa meeting sa bahay ni Jay. Tapos yung mga toy collection niya, alam mo yung mga tin na laruan na barrel na parang may nagsaspark sa loob. So nakita ko yun, parang uy, astig to Jay. Naalala ko ito nung kabataan ko. Tapos parang kunwari binabaril-baril ko siya.
Pinagalitan ka?
Oh, para uy, wala pang nalala ba ako pag mag-duflit? Oops.
All right, so we've got a phone-in question from Boss Aris from Top Bikes and Top Gear. Aris is asking, Mark, how did you get permission from your dad for you to ride a motorcycle?
That's still up in the air. I still haven't really gotten full permission to ride. When my dad's still against me riding, what I just say is I try to, I'm doing the best to have the best teachers to keep me out of trouble. No, so that's the way I was really practical. I have to go, well, I have some life insurance among them, you know, wiring, but my dad's super against two wheels. Yeah.
And you were telling me, I don't know if it was confidential, about your first motorcycle, Mark, and what you had to do to it.
Which one?
The one you didn't know how to ride, like you were
The GF 800.
Yeah.
So on my birthday, I went to Honda. I tried to buy a bike, and anyway, long story. But I didn't get a bike in Honda because they were kind of different goes up. And I ended up getting a secondhand GS 800, and I hid it in the office. I tried my best to hide it behind the car, which didn't work. And my brother and my dad were like, "What the hell is that?"
Uy, iba, may nag-comment, sobrang ganda. Kamukha mo raw si Direk Joel Torre.
Alright, so I get a lot of that. The one that I find the most hilarious is someone said, "Uy, si John Regala, tumaba." Nakalabas na sa rehab. All right. Do you guys have Gabby, do you have any like noob fails? Like newbie fails that you want to share so that people can learn from?
Newbie fails. Ang rami. Alin doon? When I started, as I said, medyo I didn't learn from anyone except for my friends. And if I had a chance for a do-over, I would go the route of what Mark did and go to school first so that I'd have a clean slate. Because a lot of the things I had to unlearn, that, you know, it's easier to learn things with a blank slate than, you know, have a bunch of random bad habits. One of the worst when I was at the beginning was, since, as I said, I mean, the big difference between a four-wheel and a two-wheel is that you're exposed. And I just wanted the elements, and I wasn't really, you know, the people who taught me just like, ayan, you know, ito clutch, ito gas, and then wala nang kahit anong road etiquette and everything. And this was like 2000. So rules weren't as implemented. So I guess for a good month, I think I was riding without a helmet. And that's no.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. I was pretty bad because I just wanted to feel the air. I just had shades, you know. I was wearing a trench coat because uso Matrix noon. Gusto ko maging Trinity. So bad.
Matrix.
So bad.
And 90s.
Yeah, so, anyway.
No helmet one month.
No helmet
for 1 month.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Then I ended up hanging out at a friend's shop in Katipunan. And they would tease me about it. Like, oh, pakul ka. Or, oh, ganyan. And then, sa kanila, they didn't force it. But with them, I realized how important gear was. And then after that, I couldn't leave without my back protector. Nung time na yon. So, it was something like that. So, I think friends, like who you surround yourself with, is very important because you get the habits of the people you surround yourself with. That's what I
agree. So I mean, the group that you start off with, that really kind of sets the path towards the kind of rider you're gonna become. So we've got another phone-in question for you, Gabby. It's from Jenna Henyo. And she's asking, have you tried BRC yet on two wheels?
Ang haba ng truck na yun.
I did it once, but just for like 2-3 laps, 20 years.
With or without helmet.
19 years ago.
With or without helmet.
With or without helmet.
With helmet naman.
With or without trench coat.
So meron rin akong stamp lang doon.
Oh, wow.
All right, so that's something that has to be like post-crisis. You got to try.
We were looking at Coach Dalton's recommending to try Carmona. It's near, not much people. So we're going to look at Carmona for something you can do on a weekday and still go to the office in the afternoon. So I think we're going to check Carmona out soon.
What bike are you going to bring there?
I'm still learning how to turn on the road. I'm still learning how to lean the bike, so
wow.
So yeah, I have a long
That's
way to go.
That's gonna be an interesting track.
Ibang ganon po si Leo ni Leo Dino.
Trinity plus 996 equals hard.
Kung meron tayong Tom Cruise na naka GPZ ng 80s, yung 90s si Trinity na naka 996.
I wonder how many butt-kicking females Trinity got into motorcycling.
Pero iba sa tingin ko hindi maganda si Trinity eh kasi sumabog yung 996 doon sa ano eh nung binangga niya sa planta, 'di ba, yung bike. Kasi sumabog. Para medyo hindi maganda 'yan.
Another phone in question.
Kinalimutan ko na 'yan sa utak
ko. Ooh, that's a good question.
So, Mark, you were saying that you and Gabby are going to be doing something in four wheels, an endurance run. Endurance. So, will we see Gabby competing in two wheels naman?
Will you ever compete, Gabby, in two
wheels? I
have
a very, very, very long way to go. I mean, don't want to say never. As of now, I'm not thinking about it. I technically just had my first time with Joey last, what's that, a month ago. I really enjoyed it. As in, really, really enjoyed it. Learned a lot. I definitely will be going back to try, because I think it's 3 sessions to learn his whole program. So I want to do the whole program. So that's as far
so
as...
So that's first. First step.
First step muna tayo.
But it's
with
not
helmet,
out of the question. With helmet.
With helmet.
With helmet. And hopefully gear, wala pa akong gear. So I have to, that's why I haven't been back at the track. I have to, you know, get gloves, everything. I have a, yeah.
Are you buying a leather suit?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about commitment na yun eh. If you buy that, yeah. Committed ka na sa track. Yeah.
Yep. Ikaw, Mark.
I'm definitely thinking about that.
I have to learn how to turn first. I still have to learn how to lean the bike and turn. You know, what's frustrating is I know the track so well. I've gone around Clark like 3,000 times in a car. And then I'm on a motorbike and I can't seem to understand what I'm doing. So I've been going back just to learn more.
Mark, kaka-ano mo yun eh. Kaka-dirt bike mo yun eh. Hindi ka na marunong mag-banking.
You know, speaking of newbie fails, I went to Coach Mel Aquino. And a few days after, I went to Honda Riding School. And that's all I knew how to ride. And the whole day, I was sitting on the front of the tank. I was sitting up to the on-road. I was sitting near the handlebar. And I was turning the different way. And the guys in Honda said, what the hell are you doing? Apparently, it's completely different, apparently. So that's my funny newbie mistake. Everything I learned in Melaquino, I tried to do in Honda Riding School also.
Nabaliw sila dun.
Yeah, they were like, what?
Like, what's that?
The Honda part. That's not safe. Ganun sila lagi sa Honda eh.
All right, so we're now moving into Jolly's territory. But before we transition to Jolly, Carlos Sampson here is saying, I've seen Gabby compete in an adventure race. She's a beast. What does that mean?
Wow.
I'm assuming it was the adventure races. There used to be a lot of adventure races wherein you'd compete either for the day or a few days or a week around the Philippines. It's running and doing other things from like swimming and random obstacles. If that's the adventure race that he's talking about.
IPAR? IPAR. IPAR.
IPAR. Yeah, that's the one that's 8 days around Visayas. No?
Wow.
Is this in a car?
It's crazy.
Running?
It's like 35K of running around total per day of, yeah. We did, yeah. I just flung myself in there. This was, 20 years ago. So take note. I had youth on my side back then.
Grabe yun ah. Grabe yun.
Jolly, I'm gonna pass the buck to you because we've got a phone-in question from Aris asking Gabby, what's your dream sport bike? But I'll let Jolly take care of that. And also, Jenna saying, Jolly, tell Mark about motards.
Jenna, alam mo, mabait akong tao. Pag kinwento ko kay Mark kung ano ang mga motard, baka mag-guilty ako eh pag nag-motard talaga si Mark.
Wait, motard is like a dirt bike with street tires, diba? Like,
yep.
It is, diba?
Yep. Tapos parang talagang medyo kakaibang discipline yun eh. Pero alam mo, yung ang sinasabi ko lagi sa sarili ko, parang I judge people not on their personality but on the bikes that they use. So lagi yan sa tunay na rider, lahat ng guest tinatanong ko, ano yung mga motorsiklong ginagamit mo ngayon? So, simula tayo kay Gabby.
Thanks, Jay.
Oh, wait. Si Jay nag-comment lang. Props to Mark Sung for interest in learning from the best moto coaches and schools. Special mention, si Coach Toto Villanueva.
Nanunood pala sa atin si Jay Taruk.
Not just his daughter today.
and not yet. Sophie's on also. But I guess Jay is making sure that Sophie is watching good inspirational quality
role models.
Yeah. Role models of society. Nag-plug pa si Melo.
Oo nga eh. Mark, baka gusto mo ng yes. WR450 for sale yung kay Coach Mel.
Ay, nako.
Uy, motor din, di ba? Motor yung WR450 niya.
Coach Mel, PM is key. Yeah. So, now it's, now since it's Jolly's turn, I'm gonna grab some Craver Canteen El Nacho Libre. I'm sorry, Gabby. You're in Tagaytay. Hindi sakop ng delivery, ano?
Si Gabby, Gabby eats a lot. And masarap kasama kumain si Gabby. So, we're enjoying the food for you now, Gabby.
Thank you. I'm there in spirit. My taste buds are there.
Hey, Richie.
So, Gabby, ano yung ano? Like, currently, ano yung mga ginagamit mong bikes ngayon?
Kung ano man pinapahiram. No, I don't. Sadly, I don't really have one.
Hindi, ito na lang.
Yeah, so
ano yung kukunin mong bike? Like kung bibili ka ng bike talaga. Huh? Kung kailangan mong kumuha ng bike. Ano yung pipiliin mong sports bike? Kas ano nga tanong ni Alice Ilagan. What is your dream sports bike? Kung abot mo daw ba yung bike na yon or hindi mo abot, would it matter?
Okay, physical na abot ko, na nakatipto, or abot yung presyo? Ano to?
Abot physically. Physically.
I would... tiptoeing is okay for me. Dependent na lang on how much. If sobrang nakatipto na yung... Yeah, siguro, if my ball, the ball of my foot still touches, that's fine. Kahit yung heel ko doesn't touch. If it extends, it goes past that, ayoko na. I'd be uncomfortable with that. Greatest fear ko sa motor is mahulog siya at kailangan ko mag-call a friend kasi hindi ko siya mabuhat. That's always been my fear. So,
all right. Yeah. There is a trick to that. And once this whole COVID hell is over, we'll show you how to do it.
Iba,
but there is a trick.
Yung trick na yan does not apply to GS ha, pag nababagsak mo off-road. Believe me, I have tried.
It does. I've dropped my GS so many times.
Pero may kasama ka.
Wait. Hindi, ako lang. Seriously.
Well, pag off-road, actually, Coach Mel taught us that.
Si Don from Cravers saying, "Hey Gabby, we'll send you food if you're up to it in Tagaytay."
Yes.
Thanks, Don. Super appreciate it.
si Don may dahilan na mag-ride.
Yes, I am always.
Sakto essential.
Tagaytay?
No.
You're gonna send it all the way here?
Sabi ni Don, I guess.
He's the boss.
He's, yeah.
Buck Jolly and I have gone on a lot of moto adventures throughout the years. And we know that if you're in the middle of a 20-day cross-country ride, on top of a mountain in the pouring rain, or even just going for a Sunday quickie, you invest in quality. And that's why we're proud partners and users of Touratech Gear. Hey Buck, where should our listeners go?
They can check them out at Unit 5 Pebble 2 Building, Shobolibard, Pasig. Or go to the Touratech Philippines Facebook page. Touratech, new ideas for motorcycles.
Gab, what would you buy first? A sport bike? A sport bike or a dirt bike?
I started
what would you
with
buy
sport
first?
Bikes. When I... Sport bike, yeah. And I traded with another sport bike before. I like, it was Kawasaki. Then I went to a Honda VFR 400 before I sold that.
Wow, VFR.
I wanted an R6. That was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wanted an R6. If I continued, I probably would have gotten an R6. Now that I'm getting back into riding, initially I said na, gusto ko na lang ng touring. Tama na yung sport bike. Then I went to Joey's class and I was like, oh my God, ang sarap ng sport bike. So everything's kind of up in the air. I have conflicting sentiments about what to, you know, what I'd want to get if I do have a chance.
Ayun. Alam mo, sa tingin ko, ang solution dyan sa conflicting na ganyan, kulang ka pa mag-ride. Kasi, di ba, the more you ride, the more na nabubuo yung ano mo eh, yung preferences mo as a rider.
Bare minimum, 3
that
bikes.
That is true.
Ayun, no? Ito, may suggestion si Jenna. Maganda. Try a Street Fighter or a naked bike. Best of both worlds.
That is true.
Dirt bike, just that... borrow from me na lang.
Yon.
Gusto ko yan.
I started out with a CRF 150 and I told myself I'll never ride on cement. I was telling everyone I'm never going to ride on cement. Trust me. And then from the CRF 150, off road from the CRF 150, I moved into a Husqvarna 250. And then I graduated into a 300cc two-stroke off-road, which I'm still learning how to ride now. Every time I change bike, it's like you're back to zero. It's like you don't know anything again. So it's over a year naman. Over a year, I made the transition from a 150, 250, 300 two-stroke.
Gabi, ang daming nagsasuggest ng motorcycle.
Okay, so Gabi, a couple of things. Don has validated that he will bring you food in Tagaytay. This is the head of Cravers ops. Yeah. Not only will he bring you food, if you want to test drive a cafe racer with a sport bike feel, he'll let you test drive it. Thank you, Cravers.
Yeah. Alam mo,
ay, nako.
Gusto ko yan, pero delikado yan kasi baka hindi ko na mabalik sa kanya.
Ayun lang. Maglalakad ka pa uwi. May suggestion din si Vin eh, pero I wouldn't recommend following this. In case of Raymond Villanueva, in case of conflict, buy both.
Raymond, the worst influence.
I love this. Such a supportive group. Ay, nakakatawa.
Moto Lasso Club.
Damayan to. Peer pressure club. Uy, Mark, grabe yung mga ano ah, grabe yung mga fans mo, Mark, nag-comment. Coach Mel, Coach Kaloy, ngayon si Toto, dito na.
Ilan bikes ko na daw. Well, they're not my bikes naman kasi. I have bikes for friends.
For rent.
I love the reasoning behind that.
Yeah, I have bikes.
I get it. I'm always lending bikes to friends.
Ako din. I can justify as many bikes as I can afford.
I think I did 12 bikes in 12 months. I think I did 12 bikes or 13 months.
Naglalabanan kayo ni Raymond, ah.
Yung pala yung labanan nyo. Ay, so Mark, ano yung mga bikes na nasa stable mo ngayon?
On road, my progression was I started out with an ADV 150. As I said, I tried to ride on the road, so I got ADV 150, and then I moved into a GS 800, and then I made the mistake of test driving the GS 1250 Adventure. So on road, those are my bikes. So I just have an ADV 150 and GS 1250. I sold the GS 800.
I think that's a good mix. I agree with your choices. But there's a big gap between 150 and 1250. I mean that's just me. There's like something that should be in the middle.
I have a good coach over here, the best coach also. Sabi mo, will you teach me how to use this? Okay, sige. Game. And he's still struggling with me.
Mark, naalala ko nung pumunta ka sa ano, sa Auto House noon, yung you wanted to to try out the 1250 so badly. So pumunta ako Auto House noon, 'di ba? Tapos sakto si Toto napadaan doon. Parang, uy, si Mark nandiyan ah. Ano, te-test ride ng 1250. Tapos si Mark parang, ano mas magandang model? Tapos kami dalawa ni Toto parang demon, parang devil's advocate kami.
Hindi, if you guys are the devil's advocate. if you guys are the devil's advocate, the devil is here. Hey, Archie. Best mistake you ever did, Mark.
Yes, best mistake ever.
And then, Gabby, if you want to try out BMWs, we've got Archie Garcia in the house. So he's one of the big bosses in RSA Motors. And I'm sure he'd gladly loan you a Beamer.
In my shopping experience going around dealership, probably the best experience I had was walking into the BMW dealership. You think that, really. I mean, kasi I'm in sales, so you kind of critique the way you're taken care of, no? But I've walked in before I knew anyone. So I've walked in unannounced and random people have taken care of me, and the experience walking to the BMW showroom is one of the best in the Philippines.
Wow. Hindi kami sponsored ng BMW, just to clear the air. Talagang honest, unbiased review to ni Mark.
Outnumbered ako tonight, ah.
But I can attest to that, yeah. With cars, huh? I experienced that also. I mean, the way they take care of people.
Oh, Mark, and the external sales head ka pala.
I sold a few BMWs. Supporting my duty.
So ngayon, Mark, so meron kang...
To answer your question, for the dirt bikes, there's a logic naman eh. So I have two CRF 150s, two XR 150s, the Husqvarna 250, TE 300i 2021, and the YZ 250. Those are my dirt bikes.
And then
when I'm out with Coach Kaloy, we always have I have friends. I'll have guides use my other bikes so that Eva's witnessed that. My guides are using the bike, so we're picked up off the floor. Because sometimes the guide will have a bike that it's kind of hard to use the guide of the bike, the bike of the guide sometimes. Parang medyo older bikes na desipa. So parang I made my own backup crew na din. So
kaya pala nagko-comp si Bing Basit si Direk Bing Basit. Sana friend mo din ako.
Come over anytime.
No, and you know what? To be fair, these are all secondhand bikes that Mark bought, except for maybe the Husqvarna, which I think was brand new.
Yeah. Everything was secondhand, except for one XR 150 and the last Husqvarna I got.
And these are all relatively affordable to maintain. Parts are readily available. You can't really go wrong with like one of these bikes.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure hindi madali parts ng Husqvarna.
Okay, sabi ni Vin, yung next project ni Mark, hindi bike, kung hindi new garage. Vin, hindi siya bike. Yung next project ni Mark is yung buong bundok. Punong-puno ng motor na yun at saka mga truck.
We're planning our own track already in Tanay by the highway next to Martesan. So we're allocating like 5,000, 6,000 square meters for a test track. So I'll invite you guys when that's done.
Ay, Mark, may isang tanong ako. Kwento mo naman. Naalala mo yung, di ba, dalawa yung Husky mo? Isang 4-stroke, isang 2-stroke?
Yes.
Naalala mo yung bibilin mo dapat yung 2-stroke? Nagtanong ka sa akin, parang, Jolly ka mo sa mga 2-stroke? Ako parang, sobrang tulin, man. Pero ang problema, yung throttle, on at saka off. Tapos, when you got the bike, naalala ko, minessage mo ako nung gabi na yun eh. Parang, Jolly, holy shit! Parang ganun, diba?
Yeah.
Uy, language!
Yeah, getting this 2-stroke 300, parang Well, yeah, it doesn't have any chill. So sometimes you're looking for the chill of a 150 and this no chill. And pero parang in love talaga ako sa bike. I mean, it's the first new bike that I got. Well, not the first new bike I got, but of the dirt bikes. It was the I ordered it in January, got it in Feb, and wow, parang dream, parang love at first sight ng dating sa akin nung bike. It's just such an amazing bike. Mm-hmm. I'll let you try it, Gab, when you're when you come up.
All right, I will take you up on that offer.
Yeah,
you know. Pero ito ngayon, Mark. Ay, may nag-comment to, si Mike. Madali lang daw pala ang parts ng Husky. Lalo na ngayon siguro, may dealership na eh.
Yeah.
Pero Mark,
and I heard
ito yung tanong ko. Theoretically speaking, Sige, go ahead.
Theoretically speaking,
Mark, what's gonna be your next bike?
I want a Northern 901. But
ayun, no? Dino? Dito ba si Dino?
Wala, puro BMW tayo ng Husky.
Yeah. The problem about the BM is when you ride other bikes, parang wala nang magandang ibang bike. Really. The feel of the bike, the thoughts, the... It's kind of it's hard to find the next bike after the BM. So the Northern 901 is in theory, pa. But if I had the money, I'd buy a GS standard.
Ang galing talaga ng head of marketing, external marketing ni BMW RSA Motors.
Dalawang GS,
di ba? I always tell Coach Toto, well, I wanted to get a 790R. I actually have a down payment for it, but medyo na COVID yung budget ko. It's been a crazy year. So I had to hold that off. I love you too, Archie.
May heart na si Mark.
Archie.
Speaking sa tingin ko iba. Sige, go ahead.
Now, speaking of the Norden Jolly, did you wanna talk about that a little bit?
Alam mo, iba, sabi nga eh, nung napag-usapan natin ng Norden, nag-research ako, pero ang hirap i-oro plata mo ito ngayong araw kasi puro ano eh, puro mga ano pa lang, hula kung ano yung magiging power plant, ano yung magiging last na itsura. Tapos, yung prototype ng Norden na pinipicture nilang patago, ano, parang 790 na plastic sa may headlight ng Vipilin. Ano mo yun, hindi pa siya tapos.
890 na siya. So when that comes out, we definitely should feature it. But since Buck's not here, Jolly, it's off to you again to introduce our next...
Puro adventure bike. Oo, puro usapang adventure bike tayo. Usapang adventure story naman. Diba? Brought to you by... Play...
Yon.
Na-play mo, iba.
I know. I'm proud of myself.
Nako, iba. Andito na yung mga Triumph Boys. Nag-comment na. Mark, sabi ni Don, let me convince you otherwise. How about a test ride on a Triumph Scrambler? Tapos sabi ni Jenna, Tiger 900 Rally Pro daw or Scrambler 1200 XE.
Budget problema. I'm just happy I don't like sport bikes. If I did like sport bikes, it would be a problem talaga. I mean, at least I'm kind of focused on the adventure side. Yeah, because of lifestyle.
Delikado ka mag-sports bike, Mark, kasi kayong dalawa ni Gabby malamang magtatayo na ng racing team eh.
yep, malamang.
I want to share my most recent adventure with Mark Song.
Adventure.
And hold on, let me roll the tape.
I give up. Grace, I love you. I'm not going home. This is it. Abuti may motorcycle valet kami. JB.
but I can't even walk. I've fallen 3 times. So just leave me here. It's been a good life. Screw you, 2021.
So that is what's riding. That is my last adventure this year, and it was with Mark.
Di ba may ano pa yan, may part 2 pa yan, iba di ba? Yung nakatumba ka, nakahiga ka na sa lupa, tapos talagang sumuko ka na, tapos nag-zoom in ka kay Mark. Si Mark nasa malayo, nakasemplang din.
This is what I see. So I'm lying down. This is the 3rd time I've said it. Hindi ko na kaya.
Pang ilan try na yan. And these are pros. Blame Mark Sung!
Nakakatawin ako upo si Mark sa ilan ng puno eh. Parang,
okay. Hindi, naipit rin yun eh. So, okay. I've known Mark for a long time. Right? Like, long time. And I always thought he was a nice guy. Right? I thought Mark was like one of the nicest people I know. He's always like happy to help out, give advice. He's a teddy bear. But he's evil. Like after that riding with him, I realized that he is totally, completely evil.
Gabi, pwede ka pa mag-back out ah, dun sa alok ni Mark. Kung sakali. Maaga pa.
Yeah. Gabi, mo? Gabi is actually being prepped to be a celebrity coach.
Yung video eh. Parang...
I'll share it with you later.
Yeah, we'll send it to you. Yeah. Well, here are my 2 adventures. Would be mm-hmm. 3 months into riding, they said, oh, we'll bring you to a hard trail. And they brought us to this trail, I think it's 8 kilometers back and forth. Gabi, going down, I was about to cry. It was so difficult. And we started at like 8 in the morning. We got home at 8 in the evening. And that's like 8 kilometers, like 4 kilometers up, 4 kilometers down. It was so hard that wow. When it was getting dark, na, I was like, iiyak na. Because I told my friends, like, kung ganito lang ang train, ayoko na. Maiyak na ako.
That's exactly how I felt. It was supposed to be an easy trail.
But that was an easy trail. It just rained a little. So, anyway. But my friends were telling me they brought me there para they could see if I give up. Because you can't trail and you just tap out and give up. So that's one adventure. And another adventure recently I did was I took the GS-1250 to Jungle Base after the storm. I was like, it's traffic in Marcos Highway. I'll take the GS. Oh my God. Bagong bagyo, the roads were horrible. Yan yung ano, di ba?
Yung maputik. Yung sobrang kapalong putik, parang ganun kakapal.
Super mud. The roads were rivers. There were landslides I went through. And not a good place to be by yourself. But again, no, thanks to the learnings from all the coaches, I made it back alive naman.
Ayun. Mark, hindi mo ba masasabing ano? Kasi naka-Tourtech yung GS mo, kaya ka-confident nung araw na yun. Nice plan.
Agree. No. But again, I've done 19 days, 6,600 kilometers with Toto. And
wow,
iba yung level of confidence when you have the right gear, right? So you don't script on stuff like that. Tourtech saved my bike so many times. From spills, from dropping it, that I wouldn't go on any kind of adventure without it.
Yeah. Mm. I always ask Toto what to get for the bike, and it's worth the investment talaga.
Oy, may ano pa, may isa pang evil na nga si Mark. After a photo shoot at Ferrari, he had me ride with him in a Spider. kinataw niya sa BGT. Akala ko, maihihi ako sa takot. So, matagal mo ng ugali yun.
May speed limit pa doon. Come with me to the racetrack. Yun yung ihi talaga.
The other Gab, videos Gab, I can't play.
Gab, do you have any, you know, do you have any adventures, Gab? Any adventures?
Adventures?
On motorcycles. Yeah. Or talk about your trail with Coach Caloy.
Well, I think Coach Mel said Coach Caloy and Coach Mel.
Ayun, no? Baraja Falls. Yeah. Finisher ka daw nung Baraja Falls.
They brought it to a light trail.
That was my one and only
light
trail. My first light trail. Sabi nila, ayun, masaya to. I think, you know what? Honestly, I stopped counting. I think I fell more than like 6 times. There was a lot of praying to the heavens that happened during that trail.
Alam mo sa mga trails talaga, Gabi, yeah, diyan lalabas yeah, yung ano eh, was, yung fight or flight so eh. Yung mga survival instincts.
Hindi pwede ng flight eh, kasi eh, when you're already in deep, wala na.
Wala na.
Yeah.
Fight ng fight talaga.
But it was fun. It was intense. For me, super intense. Kulang na lang rin na umiyak ako.
Si Iba umiyak naman talaga eh, sa trail eh. Kaya okay lang umiyak sa trail.
No, sorry. Naghahanap na ako ng house and lot doon eh. Kasi akala ko talaga hindi na ako makababa eh.
Sige.
The best time for me was ano, Iba was being escorted up the hill holding the hands of our guide.
Oo. Oh, 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 oh.
Lolo.
Gabi, panong ano, panong isdang nahuli?
Wala, nakailang semp lang ako eh. I stopped counting. Ah. After my third or fourth semp lang, sanay na ang mahulog.
And that's yun.
Just, I've only gone to like one trail.
Alam mo, Gabi, ako ha, ang philosophy ko sa pagmomotorsiklo,
yeah,
not necessarily magaling ka magmomotorsiklo dapat eh. Dapat magaling ka sumemplang. At what better way to practice that kundi sa trail?
Agree.
Semplang galore.
I actually would never invite anyone, I'd never convince anyone to ride on road.
I'll never invite anyone
na parang, uy, ride tayo sa highway. That's your decision. Pero off-road, I believe everyone can ride off-road. It's so easy to invite people. Oh, tayo, let's try. The risks are much less on off-road.
Again,
Mark,
to be fair,
daming nagsusumbong. Pati si Jenna nagsusumbong, no?
Oo nga. She rode shotgun down with you. All right, so not to be fair to Mark.
How many people did you scare, Mark?
It's my work. It's my job. Of course I get test drives.
Okay, so to be fair to Mark.
Dapat lagyan mo na ng ano, ng dash ka, onboard cam.
That will be Mark's show. Just basically people getting in the car with him and him driving.
Hindi naman daw natakot si Jenna.
I wasn't scared. I didn't even blink.
Because Jenna's a badass.
She is. She's nice. Super hardcore. No, but to be fair to Mark, that was like the first time I went off-road in years. And at the end of it all, I want to do it again. So I'm definitely up for another ride. Yeah. Ayun, sabi na ni Carlo, to be fair to Mark, it was an awesome experience. Di ba?
Thanks, bro.
Teammate ko yan sa karera next week.
Yes. If there is a race.
Sabi ng BRC, apparently tuloy tayo so far.
Okay.
Ayun.
So that brings us to the last question, which is, And let's start with Gabby. Anong ibig sabihin ng tunay na rider para sa'yo?
Tunay, parang lalim ng tanong eh. Raming hugot nun ah. Well, I guess.
Yep, yep.
For me, it goes past just riding. Tunay na rider, I could see it as being a lifestyle. You know, even if you're not riding, you're eating, you're sleeping, you're breathing, you know, motorcycles or your next ride. If you're done with your ride or you're not, you're already thinking about the next one. So it's a certain lifestyle or it's a certain frame of mind. And I think you guys have captured that.
Wow, thank you. I agree 100% that even during this time of lockdown, we don't get to ride as often. But it really is, you know, us. When Mark was walking me through, and I hope we can do this later, this exercise on how to release stress, my happy space, the place I went to was riding on my motorcycle and imagining riding on a motorcycle. So you're right, it is a mindset.
Right.
What about you, Mark? How do you define tunay na rider?
For me, tunay na rider, I see a lot in the mountains, but parang they don't really care kung ano ba yung motorcycle mo. They don't really give a shit if it's a expensive bike or a cheap bike or what. Parang your bros. It's not, we don't hang out with you because of what your bike is or what. No, it's the fact that you're on two wheels in the mountains or on the road. There's that common bond, and they don't give a. The twin rider for me doesn't really, is not brand sensitive in that sense, no, and it doesn't really care what bike you have. There's this brotherhood among people, especially in the mountains. You're in there together. You went in together. You're getting out together, and it doesn't matter what bike you're on.
Yeah. You know what? When I did that, well, actually any of my rides, no? It's raining, it's hot, no matter what bike you're on. And let's say I'm on a GS or a KTM and I see somebody on an Underbone or a TMX. We're both sweating. We're both getting wet. We're both on two wheels. There is a bond between us regardless. But I'd like to amend what you said, Mark. When you say it's not about the bike you're using, but I guess in Mark's case, it's about the number of bikes you have.
Grabe, it's horrible.
On that note, we've skirted around it a bit. It's challenging for everyone. I myself was sharing with Mark last night that just getting out of bed for me is already a challenge because of what's going on in our country, and it's hitting closer and closer to home. I think Jolly, you've been in Ride PH. You guys have been doing some kind of public service announcement, and maybe we could share that.
Lately kasi napagdapansin niyo kahit sa news, sa radio, lahat kami work from home na. So, kami nila Jay, di ba, dun sa Ride Radio, medyo na demote kami from the studio to work from home. Kasi talagang, yung COVID talaga, grabe yung spread lately. So, maraming nagkakasakit, lalo na yung mga ibang mga talents, di ba, sa signal. So, yun lang, paalala lang natin, yung mga nararamdaman, di ba, yung mga minararamdaman na possible na COVID-19, di ba? Mag-ingat tayo lagi, di ba? So, kapag may naramdaman, iwas tayo sa contact sa ibang tao, di ba? Manatili sa bagay, sa bahay, hanggat maaari. Tapos, laging safe. Laging mag-face mask at saka face shield. Tsaka suotin nyo ng tama.
Yun. Cover your nose. And, Mark, you helped me out a lot last night. I was feeling super down when we were doing our sound check. Is there any advice you can give to people who are feeling stressed or impacted?
Recently, actually during lockdown, Gab became a coach as well. So we're both, I'm what we call a meta coach, and Gab has already taken the first steps into becoming a meta coach as well. She's a life coach as well now. I just want to give advice on how to handle, because during this time, a lot of people will reach out and say, sama ng buhay ko, dami kong problema. And the normal human nature, our reaction is everyone says, okay lang yan. Okay, dami-dami mo ang, dami-dami mo ang motorsiklo. Okay lang naman buhay mo. That's a form of invalidation. So in this time, a lot of people will be reaching out to friends and saying that my life sucks, I'm having problems. And as friends, all we have to do is just listen. Don't tell and just say, it's okay to feel that way. Whatever you're feeling, it's okay to feel that way. And the best thing we can do as friends is just listen. Don't give advice. Don't tell them what to do. Don't tell them that hindi ganda-ganda na buhay mo. It's wrong. It's at this point, in this stage, with what everything is happening, if someone opens up and says they have a problem, you just listen. And then you can ask them, how does that make you feel? And it's okay to feel that way. Ganun lang. And that's the basic, like, first aid. When a friend tells you they have a problem, that's the basic first aid.
Yeah, I really appreciate. I mean, there was supposed to be a sound check, but it became a mental health check for me last night, and it made me feel a lot better. Thanks, Mark.
Sure, welcome.
All right. And thank you guys for being on the show. We've got our friends at OtterBox, and we're going to be sending you a nice OtterBox case.
Ooh, cool.
As well as a OtterBox rugged charger, perfect for motorcycles. And we've also got some cool Motul swag. These are awesome. Do you have them near you, Jolly? I'll open yours now. I'll alcohol it afterwards, Mark. You like them.
Good luck.
We'll send you a set of Motul swag. And hold on. These are really nice glasses.
Ay, Iba, alam mo, sa tingin ko, meron tayong kailangan ibigay din kay Mark. Sa tingin ko, masasulit niya to. Ibigay kasi yung Turatec. Medyo limited lang to Mark. Kaya tinitipid namin sa pa mga pinibigay namin. Pero sa tingin ko, bagay na bagay sa'yo to.
Yun!
I need that.
The only reason we do 2-9 a Rider, obviously we're not making money, is to be able to hang out with friends, keep sane during these challenging times, and give our friends some nice cool swag. And food, thanks to Cravers.
thanks, Melda.
Looking forward to eating that.
Matako si Gabby.
And I'm not inviting guys. Let's go trail again, Iba, Jolly, and Gab.
Yun, tara.
When this is lifted.
Yeah. Basta Mark, ano muna, light?
Light, I promise, light trail talaga.
Light, hindi light.
Yeah.
Oh, si Leo Dino. Leo, sumama ka next time. Ay, no? Off-road din yan eh.
Yeah, no, we will all start. We'll invite Coach Mel also and Toto if you guys, if they're available. So we always start out of the house of Coach Kaloy. So the three best coaches. Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it. Is there anything you want to say to our viewers, Gabby, Mark, before we sign off?
Go, Mom.
Yeah, just hang in there, guys. It's interesting times, no? And it's been a tough year, and I don't see the path being clear yet. But whatever it is you're going through, and whatever, just don't invalidate yourself. You just give yourself permission to feel. If you're scared, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. Because we always tell each other now, parang, I have to be strong. No, it's not. You don't have to be strong. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. And thanks to the show, I'm sure you've help a lot of people pass time and get through the last few months as well.
Appreciate it, Mark. Gab?
Yeah. Well, with Mark pretty much said it. With me, it's more of like a thank you. I'm pretty new to this community. As I said, I just started writing again. But the little time that I've been here, and you know, this is the first time I've really talked about bikes with people who really ride. And it's such a welcoming community. So thank you guys. So looking forward to hopefully riding with you guys soon.
Definitely.
We'll set it.
Yon. And see you on the next ride, guys. Everyone, please stay safe. We love you. Yes, thank you for hanging out with us.
Eva.
Yo.
Gab, can you do a shout out to Buck Pago?
You're the number one.
Buck Pago is your number one fan, and he's one of our co-hosts here at Tunay na Rider. And sadly, he's not. Nakulong siya sa presinto ngayon.
Hi, Buck. Kamusta ang presinto? Looking forward to meeting you.
Next week, our show malupit. Is
Araw ng Kagitingan.
April 9 yung Araw ng Kagitingan. April 8 is our show. And we've got none other than Iñaki Jose and Bong Nebrija. These are two former hardcore Philippine soldiers that are now doing tremendous things for the riding community. Please drop by April 8, our Heroes Who Ride episode. Though they hate being called heroes. So we'll just you know, we won't say that during the show. All right. And Jolly, take us out with all of the things.
Ayun. Special thanks to Craver for the food, Otterbox, Turatec, Under Armour, at ang Lason Moto Club, at syempre, Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Pop Socket, at Mr. Speedy. Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.